Unit 4. Going Abroad. Chapter 1. Have a Safe Trip. People visit other countries for many reasons. Some travel on business. Others travel to visit interesting places that are only found in other countries, such as the Taj Mahal in India, the temples of Thailand, or the pyramids at Giza. Wherever you go, and for whatever reason, it is important to be safe. A tourist can attract a lot of attention from local people. While the majority of people you will meet when traveling are sure to be friendly and welcoming, there are dangers, theft being the most common. Just as in your home country, do not expect everyone you meet to be friendly and helpful. It is important to prepare for your trip in advance and to take precautions while you are traveling. As you prepare for your trip, make sure you have the right paperwork. You don't want to get to your destination only to find you have the wrong visa, or worse, that your passport is about to expire. Also, make sure you travel with proper medical insurance, so that if you are sick or injured during your travels, you will be able to get treatment. If you want to drive while you are abroad, make sure you have an international driver's license. If you need to take medication with you, such as travel sickness pills, keep it in its original container. If you need prescription drugs, bring a letter from your doctor. If you don't, you may find yourself doing a lot of explaining to customs officials at your destination. Buy a guidebook and read about the local customs of the country you are going to. Also, try and learn a few basic words and phrases. Don't assume that the local people will speak your language. When you get to your destination, use official transport. Always go to bus and taxi stands. Don't accept rides from strangers who offer you a lift. If there is no meter in the taxi, agree on a price before you get in. If you prefer to stay in cheap hotels while traveling, make sure you can lock the door of your room from the inside. If you are traveling with valuables such as jewelry or a lot of cash, you should ask about a safe for storing them in. Finally, remember to smile. It's the friendliest and most sincere form of communication, and is sure to be understood in any part of the world.